Okay. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Tes Ayin Amud Aleph tells us the following. The Mishnah on Kuf Talid presented the Machlokes Tanayim as to whether Charosis is an independent mitzvah or not. And here the Gemara on the top of Kuf Tes Ayin Amud Aleph asks, according to Blazer Rav Sadok, was the Tana that holds that it's a mitzvah, my mitzvah. Rabbi Levi Omer Zecher L'Tapuach, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Zecher L'Tit. And then Abaye says you have to be Choshesh for both. Hilkach sarach lekiyue, b'tsarach lesmuche. So you have to make the charoses tart, and it has to be thick. Lekiyue zecher letapuach. So the taste has to be tart or something of that sort as a zecher for the tapuach. B'tsarach lesmuche zecher letit. And the consistency has to remind us of the tit. Says the Rashbam, zecher letapuach. B'mesecha sota. Shahayu Yoldos Sham B'neiem below Etzev, that the Chazal of the tradition that the Jewish woman in Mitzrayim would give birth under the Tapuach tree. Shelo Yakir Behem Mitzrim, so the Mitzrim wouldn't realize what's going on, that they're having babies. Tachsiv, Tachas HaTapuach HaRiticha, Pasuk and Shir Hashir. So the reference to Tapuach is because of that that nes that happened under the Tapuach trees. So therefore, you have to have this acidic or tart taste in order for to remember the tapuchim, because that's the taste of tapuchim. And the Ravio writes in Simon Tav Kuf Kav Hey, the nosem bo tapuchim chamutzim, they have to be vinegary like tapuchim. Okay. Rav Schechter has an observation that he makes, and he printed in the piece that appears in Bikvei Atzon. Quoting Tosis in the end of Tainus and Daf Kavtesam and Beis, where Tosis writes, Tainus Kavtesam and Beis, Dibra Maskel Shel Tapuchim. Tapuchim means esrogim. Tapuchim means a citric fruit. And the Rav Schechter explains that in the time of Tanakh, there were no apple trees in Eretz Yisrael. So Tapuach can't mean an apple tree. They didn't have apple trees. It must be a citric tree, a citrus tree, like an esrog tree, because that's what they had, and that's what the pasuk Reach Apecha Ketapuchim in Shir HaShirim means, that the smell of tapuchim, apples don't have such a prominent smell. It must be a citrus fruit that has a more prominent smell that that you could sense from further away. That's where Rav Schechter thinks that you should put citrus fruits into your charoses, as opposed to apples. However, just to point out as a ha'ara, the Maril seems to have understood that tapuchim in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim actually refers to apples. How do we know that? The Maril in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah writes that the minig is that Rosh Hashanah night after Kiddush, we eat tapuchim misukim bidvash. We eat sweet tapuchim with honey. And the Maril says that is merumas to the sadeh shel tapuchim. Rei reach b'ni kereach sadeh. And that's a reference to the sadeh shel tapuchim. So the Maril says we eat tapuchim on Rosh Hashanah night. So if you look in the history books, you'll see that sweet oranges did not make it to medieval Europe until at least 100 years after the Maril lived. So if the Maril is talking about tapuchim, he's not talking about oranges or citrus fruits. He's talking about apples. So he clearly understood if the remez is to the state tapuchim, that tapuchim in Tanakh also means apples and not oranges. Because there were no sweet citrus fruits in Europe in the time of the Maril. They had they had esrogim, they had non-sweet oranges, they had lemons, but they didn't have any sweet citrus fruit. So he's talking about sweet tapuchim, he must be talking about sweet apples. So at least the Maril understood that the tapuchim and Shir HaShirim would have been apples, and then that would be the reason for the more prevalent minhag olam to have apples in our charoses as opposed to oranges or esrogim. Okay, the Mishnah a little bit later on Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis has the famous halacha, Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afi komen. It's interesting, if you look at the machlokas ha-marayim here, it's a little bit incongruous. The Gemara says, my afi komen, Amar Rav shelo ya'akru mechabura lechabura. Says the Rashbam, what does that mean, shelo ya'akru mechabura lechabura? Achar she'achlu ha-pesach bechabura, that after you consume the Karim Pesach in a chabura, lo yelchu bechabura cheres, lecha lo pas v'lo shem davar. You're not allowed to go to another chabura to eat anything else, even non-Korban Pesach. You can't eat anything else with another chabura. Zera dil ma'asi l'mechel as ha-pesach b'shnei makamos. So, lest you come and eat the Korban Pesach in a second makom, which you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to eat anything in a second makom. And that's what this din means. Ein maftir n'achar pesach ha-fikomen. After you eat the Korban Pesach in your chabura, you can't eat anything else in another chabura. And then Shmuel Amar, Kagon or Delaili, V'guzayla La'aba, Rav Chanina Bar Shela, Rav Yochanan, Kagon Tamarim Klayos Ve'gozim. So both Shmuel and Rav Chanina Bar Shela and Rav Yochanan talk about specific food items, which are generic forms of what we'll call dessert, that you can't eat after consuming the Korban Pesach. So the second group, second and third group of Amoraim talk about specific foods, and Rav talks about shelo ya'akru mechabura lechabura in much more general terms. Is there a machlokas here? The Rashbam assumes no, that everyone agrees to the principle of Rav, that lo ya'akru mechabura lechabura, you're not allowed to eat other things in other places. But the Rashbam writes, asa Shmuel ha-meimar, delo mibay shelo ya'akru mechabura lechabura cheres, that's pasha that you can't eat another chabura that everyone agrees to. Ala filu b'chabura so, you're not allowed to eat anything, even in your own chabura, after you eat the Korban Pesach. So Rav says the only issur is eating outside of your chabura, and Shmuel says that the issur is even within your chabura. So that's a little bit incongruous. That was the point. So why didn't Shmuel say directly that that's what he's arguing about, as opposed to talking about examples of desserts without giving the context of the way the Rashbam explains his argument against Rav? So it's a hara. But what the Rishonim do discuss here, there's Baal HaMor and Ramban LeMilchamos, and there's a lengthy Rabbeinu David. What they discuss as far as the nature of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen is how much, if at all, is this halacha related to the Din of Achilas Korban Pesach Al Hasova. We'll see when we go back to Maseches Pesach Sheni, the Gemara in Samach Tesam and Beis, Daf Ayin and Al, if there's a Din of Achilas Korban Pesach Al Hasova, which for the moment will translate as you have to eat a Korban Pesach in a satiated state. So is this din of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach HaVikomen connected to that halacha that you have to eat the Korban Pesach in a satiated state, or that it has to be the Korban Pesach that itself fills you up? So if you look at the Baal HaMor here, and Daf Kofava Mubeis B'dap Be'irif, the Baal HaMor says a totally different reason. The reason for Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach HaVikomen, for not eating anything after the Korban Pesach, according to Shmuel and Yochanan at least, is that we don't want you to forget to recite the Hallel. If you're going to eat anything after the Korban Pesach, then you may get distracted, and you're going to forget to recite Hallel at the end of Leil HaSeder. The Ran, there on the Rif, writes that, no, even according to Shmuel and Yochanan, the Yisr is only as an extra siag, not to come to eat the Korban Pesach b'shnei mekamos, and that's the entirety of it. If you're going to eat, as the Rashbam alluded to, we'll see the Rashbam says more than this, but if you're going to eat even in your place, you may come to eat in someone else's place, and that's why Evan agrees that the real thrust of this halacha is to avoid the potential of eating Pesach b'shnei chaburas or b'shnei mekamos. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Chametz Masa Periches Halacha Tes, that the reason for Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach HaFikomen is to have Tam Pesach B'Siv, which the reason we're probably all familiar with, and Bizman Hazeh, even if there's no Korban Pesach, you have to have Tam Matzah B'Siv, Shachilasan Hi HaMitzvah. That seems to be another reason independent of Al Hasova. However, the Meiri over here on the Mishnah says that no, Eim Avtir Achar Pesach is very directly related to the din of Achilas Korban Pesach al Hasova. Miri writes, Mimnesha Pesach Sarach Lachol al Hasova, Lios Kol Achila Shachare Achila Gasa. The point of al Hasova is that when you eat the Korban Pesach, it has to be the Korban Pesach that satiates you, such that if you were to eat anything after the Korban Pesach, that would be an Achila Gasa. You have to be so full from the Korban Pesach that you have no room to eat anything else afterwards. The im yochal acharav nira ki'ilu lo achlo alasova. If you're going to eat anything after the Korban Pesach, you're at least going to be giving the impression that you haven't eaten the Korban Pesach alasova, because if you did, then you wouldn't have room for any dessert. Or the lashon haran, she'im tatir lo lechol klum lif'amim yochal rov achilas achar pesach. If you're going to allow him to eat anything after the Korban Pesach, then he may come to eat even more food or most of his food after the Korban Pesach. V'nimsa she'ena Pesach nachal al hasova. And not just the Me'iris that it'll look like it's not al hasova, but actually will not be al hasova. If you're going to allow eating dessert, then you may come to eat most of your meal after the Korban Pesach, and you will not have eaten the Korban Pesach al hasova. So for the Me'iri and that Lashon Laran, the reason for Eim Avtir Achar Pesach Afikoman, according to Shmuel and Yochanan at least, is that if you're going to eat anything afterwards, then that's going to harm, impact on, either directly or implicitly, your Achilas Korban Pesach al Hasova. And if you look back at the Rashbam where we started, the Rashbam goes on to write, Asur Lechol Klum Achar Pesach, Shelo Ya'ave Mimenu Tam Pesach. That if you're going to eat anything after the Korban Pesach within Shmuel, then you're going to lose the Tam Pesach. Ulefisha dino le'achal basov al hasova. And the din is that you have to eat the Korban Pesach al hasova. The Rashbam seems to be connecting the two as well, that if you're going to lose the Tam Pesach, that's somehow going to impact on, that's going to compromise your Achilas Korban Pesach al hasova. The way the Rabbeinu David quotes the Rashbam is even more direct. The Rabbeinu David quotes, "Shelo ya'avid mimenu tam pesach lefi shedino lachol b'sof al hasova." Because there's a din of al hasova, that's why you can't lose the korba, the tam pesach. Because if you lose the tam pesach, that's going to compromise your having eaten it al hasova. So that's just something to keep in mind when you see this halacha. How connected is it to the din of al hasova? And Mitzvah Hashem will circle back to the din of al hasova when we get to Maseches Pesach Sheni. That part of the Masech we'll get to Mitzvah Hashem after Pesach. So next week we won't have this little chabura because next week is Chazara week. Is everyone more or less on pace? Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, the plan is to finish the parak this week and then have a bechina next week.